Let's go back to July of 1974 when work began on upgrading a dike in Ladner. Men and machines were starting a $380,000 project on River Road West near Westminster Avenue. The work would provide a new pumping station and raise the dike by up to 2.5 feet. That stretch of road would be closed for over a month as drivers had to detour to get through the area. Fast forward 50 years, and the BC government recently released its long-awaited flood protection strategy, a plan that doesn't specify timeliness, price tags, or how exactly projects are to be funded. The province released its intentions paper on the flood strategy more than a year ago. That document acknowledged that, due to climate change, river flooding is expected to be at least 10 to 20% more frequent, while local floods from heavy downpours are expected to be 40% more frequent, and that sea level rise of more than 1 meter is expected by the end of this century. That report noted the vast majority of dikes in the province no longer meet provincial standards, with one study estimating only 5% of all dikes in the entire Lower Mainland meet current standards. The City of Delta over the years has undertaken a number of studies and capital works. However, the estimated cost for Delta for dike raising and seismic improvements of its entire network by 2100 is pegged at more than $1.9 billion, with the first phase alone, excluding seismic improvements, estimated at $350 million.